On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hello. Happy Wednesday afternoon to you.
Happy Wednesday.
Thanks for tuning in. I see you want me to vote for Bob Ross for president. Ross. I see that's your t-shirt.
Yeah, that's my t-shirt.
Happy trees?
Yeah.
Speaking of happy trees, you know, I had the coolest little experience this morning.
Yeah?
So my wife, if she's listening, knows I love ducks.
Okay.
Someday I'll have ducks.
Mm-hmm.
Not right now. But I was standing in front of my office. I was in my office, and I heard a duck quacking.
Okay.
So I ran outside with my cousin, Sean, who works for us at Bay Equity Home Loans in Windsor. And there's this mama duck flying around at like 5 to 10 feet above the ground over the road. It's not a lot of traffic on that side of the road at the town green. And then we notice what she's doing is she's like corralling her baby ducks.
Stop. You got to see a bunch of baby ducks?
5 of them. And they're just chirping away. So then they get a little stuck, like as they're like behind this building, and mama duck's trying to find them, and they're talking to each other. And then, you know, Sean's like, oh, should we call animal control and help? You know, I'm like, well, there's no way animal control is going to be able to catch the mama duck.
Right.
You know, and that's just going to create problems. They'll work it out. So they did. They worked it out. And it was just so cute.
That's so cute.
I love it. Adorable. Hey, folks, I'm George Adair. We talk about weird and senseless things sometimes. Just because I feel like it. It's my show.
It's your show.
It's my show. But hey, if you do have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing and not sure if you qualify, give us a call at Bay Equity Home Loans. We'll help you explore your options. You can reach us at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. Hey, so I have a guest on I haven't told you too much about yet.
Okay.
This is kind of a fun, exciting thing that's coming up. And we're going to be supporting a big old event. So we're joined by Debbie Mason. She's the CEO of Healthcare Foundation of Northern Sonoma County. Hey, Debbie, thanks for joining us.
Hey, George. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, you know, Debbie, I was pleased to see that we were able to get you on the show today because tomorrow there's a big kickoff event for Wine, Women, and Shoes. And I felt like, you know what, let's start talking about this.
Sure.
So, Debbie, would you tell us a little about yourself and, of course, the Healthcare Foundation of Northern Sonoma County?
Sure. Thank you, George. I joined the Healthcare Foundation last August, coming in as CEO. I moved here from Florida. I've got a lot of nonprofit experience, and I've been coming out here for 30 years and said to myself, one day I'm going to move out there. And the stars aligned, and I got to move here and take a terrific position leading an organization that I'm really, really passionate about. And the Healthcare Foundation is a nonprofit organization, and we serve the northern part of the county, which we sort of define as northern Santa Rosa all the way up to the Mendocino border. And when we say serve, we don't actually provide any direct services. We're a funding organization. And what that means is we raise money and award grants to different organizations who provide access to healthcare, like the Frontline Clinics, Alliance Medical in Windsor and Healdsburg and Alexander Valley Healthcare in Cloverdale, and also the Healdsburg District Hospital to support their efforts and capital needs.
So these are organizations that are basically underfunded by what at federal and state levels, and you help fill the gap?
We do. Our funding goes directly into, for those organizations, paying for services that people who don't have insurance or maybe they have really high deductibles and they can't afford medical care because their deductible's so high. So we provide monies to those organizations to help them out with that.
I see. That's great. So this event, it sounds like a big part of what you do, and your mission is to help raise funds. So you've got a big event coming up. Tell us about this Wine, Women, and Shoes event.
Well, Wine, Women, and Shoes is our single largest fundraiser, and it's actually one of the largest fundraisers in the region. 450 women come out, 50 shoe guys, and thank you, George. I know you volunteered to be a shoe guy, and we'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm interested.
I'm very curious. What is a shoe guy?
Me too. It's why, you know, when I figured I could call her and ask her, I could just put her on the spot on
just
the radio.
Go for it.
Yeah. So we'll do that in a minute.
Okay.
You know, our foundation, in addition to funding the other organizations I just told you about, we also fund a wonderful organization called PDI Surgery, which is located actually in Windsor, but it serves kids from 33 counties around the state. Mm-hmm. And the reason we fund that organization is we're funding some folks called prematurists to get out and do prevention work, to keep kids from having cavities. Mm-hmm. PDI works with kids that have to undergo anesthesia because their dental decay is so bad. Mm. And the average age is 3, and they already have 12 cavities, and they have to go under surgery to fix those. So it's a pretty significant thing. So Wine, Women, and Shoes is a fun way to raise money, and our organization has a pretty serious mission in funding access to care, mental health, and early childhood development. But we really embrace something that we call fun philanthropy, and Wine, Women, and Shoes is a great representation of that.
Yeah, it sounds great. I mean, it's got, I'm really fond of two of the three. And, you know, shoes are pretty good, too.
Yeah, you'll see some really topped out shoes.
I bet. So tell us more about the event, because it sounds pretty exciting. Tell us where it's held. I know it's at a local winery. Tell us about that.
Sure. This year's event is going to be held at Clos de Bois Wines, and their location is just stunning.
Sure.
And so when people arrive, they'll enter this beautiful lawn shaded area, have a glass of bubbly, and then they'll do shopping in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. So the first hour and a half is shopping for trendy accessories, shoes, purses, all kinds of great things. They'll sample wines from more than 15 local wineries. They'll have nibbles from some of the best restaurants in the region. Mm-hmm. And they'll have a great time just socializing and shopping. And then at 1 o'clock, the shoe guys, that's you, George. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
I'm not,
not letting you off the hook.
Forget that job. The shoe guys usher everybody in under a giant tent, and we have lunch, and we have some fashion previews, and we have a live auction. And then we raise the paddle for charity. And, you know, our goal for this event is between $850,000 and $1 million.
Wow.
So we've got a really high goal on this event.
The pressure's on, George.
Yeah, it really
is. You better bring it.
I'll wear my best. it sounds like a great opportunity to mingle and have fun with people. Are you selling tickets to the event? Is it already sold out? What opportunities do listeners have to support it?
So we do have a few tables and tickets left for the event, and they can go to our website to purchase those, and that's healthcarefoundation.net.
Healthcarefoundation.net. Okay, and I believe, I just want to point this out, we have information on my Facebook page, so if you're driving or something, can't write this down, go to facebook.com/BayEquityLoans, and we have information there too.
Great.
So in addition to buying tickets, you know, this is a great event for local businesses to get in front of, too. If they want to sponsor, we've got sponsorships from $2,500 all the way up to $15,000, depending on the kind of exposure local companies want. We've got a couple of those left.
Okay.
So if people are interested, they can contact me through the website or, you know, calling us at the Healthcare Foundation, and we'd be glad to lock them in. I mean, you're looking at 450 very well-heeled women who are, you know, representing the community and business from all over Northern Sonoma County.
When you say well-heeled, does that mean tall because they're wearing heels? Or do you have another meaning?
It could be, yeah.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great event. Now, of course, there's another way that you're going to be raising money, and that's through the shoe guys, right? And we have crowdfunding that we're trying to do. So tell me, what am I going to do as a shoe guy at this event?
Okay, so as a shoe guy, you've really got a fun role.
I do.
You're there, your wife is going to love this. We're training you well. You're there to serve the women are attending and spending big dollars.
Earmuffs, babe. Time to turn off the radio.
So you're going to be showcasing the live auction items. You're going to be pouring wine after we train you on that so that you do it safely. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be doing all kinds of preview items. We've got a little dance this year for the shoe guys.
Mm.
And then most importantly, you're going to be doing some fundraising through a CrowdRise site.
Yes, yes. So we're looking for folks to also go to my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
So facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. And you're going to find information on how to support me in my efforts to be a the best shoe guy I can possibly be. And of course, we'll be promoting this throughout the next few weeks and months.
Sure.
And,
yeah, you're a little bit competitive, George. So I think that you will have sort of some drive to make sure that you're the best.
Well, here we go. I really like drinking wine.
Yes.
I really like pouring wine.
Mm-hmm.
I really like supporting good causes.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like winning.
Right.
Yeah. We've got all these
right.
things.
You're going to be a slam dunk as the lead shoe guy.
We'll see. So there's 50 of us shoe guys, right? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Wow.
We're going to have 50 of you guys out raising funds and telling a story about the Healthcare Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a unique position. We're really the only funder in the northern part of the county that's exclusively focused on providing access to health. So it's really important to us that we hit our goal and hopefully even surpass our goal, and that we get the word out so that people can connect with us and become involved.
I love it. I love what you're doing. I really appreciate your bringing me into it. And of course, sharing the story of your Healthcare Foundation of Northern Sonoma County with our listeners. Again, if you want to find out more information, they can go to the website, which is www.healthcarefoundation.net. Go to the Facebook page /Bay Equity Loans and find out more information. Debbie Mason, CEO of Healthcare Foundation of Northern Sonoma County. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, George, and we'll see you tomorrow night at the Shoe Guy Kickoff.
Sounds great. All right, Debbie Mason, awesome. So much fun.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, yeah. If Debbie can still hear, I can't make it tomorrow. I'm going to a seminar.
What?
So I can't make the kickoff.
Oh, darn it.
Unfortunately, but I'm going to have my assistant go.
Okay.
I'm really excited to support the event. It's going to be
very
cool.
And I think that's a very creative way to raise funds, too, to have advocates in the community mm-hmm. who are spreading the word. That's very cool.
Yeah. Apparently, I have my friend Tara Jasper to thank for this. So thanks, Tara.
Nice.
All right, folks. Hey, we're going to go to commercial break, and we'll be right back in just a few minutes. You're on air with George Adair. Stick around.
On air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Golden State Warriors play-by-play on KSRO is brought to you by Hansel BMW.
Hey, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. Did you get a second mortgage or home equity line of credit before the mortgage meltdown? If so, you might be in for a big shock because many of these loans have balloon payments or scheduled payment increases after the first 10 years. Now, I don't know about you, but the last thing I want to deal with is a higher house payment or an unexpected balloon payment. To find out if or when your loan payment is going to increase or if you have a balloon payment, call the mortgage experts at Bay Equity Home Loans right now. We specialize in helping people just like you replace equity lines of credit before they become a problem. Call Bay Equity Home Loans at 707-583-8100. Again, that's 583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com. With offices in Santa Rosa, Roner Park, and Petaluma, Bay Equity is your home for loans.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval, NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law, and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
On air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, thanks for joining us. We do this show every noon. No, we don't do it every noon. We do it every Wednesday.
We do it every Wednesday, not every noon. You're right.
It does sure come around pretty quickly, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But hey, if you ever want to go hear some of the older shows, because it's not a Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
you can go to ksro.com and check on the Ask the Expert series of folks like me. We've got a lot of other good
We
folks
do.
Up there too.
Lots of good programs, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But you also go to our Facebook page. Just go mm-hmm. to facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. We've got all kinds of information there about current and previous guests.
Mm-hmm.
And like the page if you like us. Don't like it if you don't like us, though.
But you can still look at the information.
You totally could.
Yeah.
You could be like a peeping Tom without
exactly.
liking my
Just
page.
Just like sort of a creeper.
Creeping in there. Hey, folks, do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing? Not sure if you qualify? Give the folks at Bay Equity Home Loans a call. Number 707-583-8100, 707-583-8100. That will get you into an office where you can talk to people about your home loan needs. It doesn't put you on the radio.
No.
No. If you want to be on the radio, we don't do that anymore. We used to do that.
We did.
We did. Hey, you know, it's a really exciting time today. I've got Roger Farah. He's our manager in Roanoke Park with Bay Equity Home Loans. Hey, Roger, thanks for joining us today.
Good afternoon.
Hey, you know, Roger, one of the things that I really appreciate about you is the service to our community and your previous life, so to speak. Tell us about what I'm talking about.
So at 20 years old, I became a firefighter for the city of Santa Rosa, and I worked there for 17 years.
I've got images of a hot 20-year-old calendar. No?
Yeah, no. I don't know about that. I was in really good shape then, actually.
You were, yeah. And you took the job very serious, of course. Absolutely. You used it for a long time?
Yes, yeah. With most of my time being downtown at the main fire station on Sonoma Avenue.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we appreciate that level of community service. And, you know, in honor of that type of service, we have a program that's exclusive to Bay Equity. It's called the Giving to Heroes program, and it's a credit back program, really. Roger, you want to tell our listeners about it?
Sure. So this program helps a lot of people. It helps anybody in government, military, public safety, education, healthcare. So they could be a janitor at a school, or they could be an IT person at a hospital.
Right. They don't have to be front lines.
Right. And or clerical, executive, and they can plug into this program.
So this program, exclusive to Bay Equity Home Loans, you can find out more information by going to givingtoheroes.net, givingtoheroes.net. This program gives money back. You're automatically eligible for it when you apply for a home loan. We know what you do by asking what your employment is, or if you're retired from any of those sectors, again, public safety or education or if military and medical and all these areas of hero type service. That's the whole essence of it, isn't it, Roger?
Sure. And if you're doing a VA loan, we give it to you automatically because we really appreciate your service.
Yeah. So what kind of numbers are we talking about, Roger? When we're giving lender credit, what can folks expect to see?
So on a, say it's a $400,000 loan and $400,000 property, it's going to be $1,000 back from Bay Equity Home Loans. Mm-hmm. And that's a direct credit towards closing costs.
And there's no membership fee, of course.
None at all. And it's no strings attached. No. It's no red tape.
Nope, it's just saying thank you.
That's really cool.
It's our way to say thank you.
Yeah, so if you want to work directly with Roger Farah on this, he is a firefighter, and he's got, you know...
Retired
firefighter, thank you. But always part of the Brotherhood, right?
Yes.
You can reach Roger by calling what number, Roger?
707-322-1100. And also, too, we partner with agents in this program to even get you more money back.
So agents by, you're talking about real estate agents,
yes,
of course. So how does that work? They give us percentage of their commission, too?
Yes. In fact, there are Terra Firma Global partner agents that are plugged into this program, partnered with it.
Yeah, it's a really good program. So, Michelle, we've talked about it before in the past, and I've been helping people with this for years now.
Mm-hmm.
So Giving to Heroes, go to givingtoheroes.net for more information. But you get essentially this free money.
That's so great.
Yeah, and it makes us feel good. We like helping people. There's not a lot of community-oriented lending programs out there. And what's great about this one, Roger can attest to this, is you can attach this credit back towards any of our loan programs. So it's not like it's its own thing.
Right.
If you're a veteran and you're getting a VA loan, great. We're going to give you some money back. But if you're average, conforming loan, $400,000, $500,000, great. We're going to give you the money back.
Can this be for a refinance? Can you use it for that?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Great question, because it doesn't have to be associated to the purchase of real estate.
Okay.
It can be refinancing real estate. So, again, you can reach Roger by calling
707-322-1100.
Okay. Well, that's our Giving to Heroes program, folks. So, I've got some examples of where this has really come in to help people, especially on a purchase, Roger. If someone buys a house for, say, $500,000, I've seen credits of about $3,000 that goes to help closing costs. That's free money. Wow. We're not like making you sign up for a membership agreement. Mm-hmm. We're not selling you something. We're a lender offering a service and a home loan product. And this just attaches on to it at Bay Equity. It's part of what we do. So some examples of people that are eligible for the Giving to Heroes program. Public safety, of course. Teachers and education. Military, retired, and active duty. Who am I missing? Medical?
Medical.
Medical. Yeah. And we can extend. I've helped veterinarians.
Did you really?
Yes. I don't want to say no.
Right.
Because
right.
they're helping the community in the sure. medical practice, and it doesn't have to be working on people. It could be working on dogs.
Right.
You know, they're part of the family.
Oh, if you have pets and a vet is able to save your little Absolutely. Fifi dog, oh my goodness, how much is that a hero in yeah. your life?
Well, and I think, don't you have educators in your family?
Yes, I do. And pretty much everybody.
Everybody.
My brother, both my parents, my grandmother was an educator, all of my aunts. Yeah, it's all, I almost was.
You are. You do it all the time.
Do I teach people?
You spit some knowledge all the time. Yeah.
I do like it. I think it's sort of in my blood to
yeah,
do it.
To yeah. do it, yeah.
I just never made it as a profession. I'm not saying I never will. There's a possibility I could at some point go back and finish that credits to be a teacher.
Well, we do have affiliates, as we mentioned, that are part of the Giving to Heroes program. And if you're out there and you're a real estate agent and you want to become an affiliate, you can give us a call. Call us at 583-8100, 583-8100. And we'll match you up with a package of information. And it doesn't cost you anything to mm-hmm. join or become an affiliate with this program. You know, we just like helping people out.
Right.
And look, the substance of it is that it's expensive to buy a house. And whenever I talk to somebody about buying a house, I always go through the loan estimate with them. So we sit down over the phone or in person, and I walk them through all the fees and all the prorations. And people are amazed at what it costs to buy a house. And only a small portion of that is what Bay Equity charges. You know, we Right. charge a processing and underwriting fee. But there's so much involved. You've got the title and escrow companies, and that's a big part of it. But I like to make sure people understand that there's really two types of closing costs, Roger.
Sure.
We've got recurring and non-recurring. So share with our listeners what an example.
Yeah, so really quickly, the non-recurring closing costs are just all the one-time fees like escrow, title, notary, appraisal, recording fee. The recurring fees are things like your insurance, prepaid interest, property taxes.
So those aren't really fees. That's cost of ownership.
Correct.
Also, a lot of that's tax deductible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So at the end of the year, when you're going to prepare your taxes, you want to make sure that this closing disclosure from the sale, the settlement statement that you get from the sale or purchase of property or refinance, goes to your CPA. Do not forget to do that, because they will figure out how you can maximize your tax benefit from the actual transaction.
Mm-hmm.
But on that transaction, this is why I'm bringing it up, at the end, at the bottom, you're going to see this one that says lender credit. There's only one lender in this town that's going to give you this credit. It's Bay Equity Home Loans, and it's called our Giving to Heroes program. And like I've said, on $500,000 purchase, I've seen some phenomenal credits. It really depends on how much the commission is that the real estate agent's collecting and if there's a real estate agent involved, but it could be anywhere from $1,000 to $2,500 to $3,000. So it's free money. So if you know, folks, if you know anybody out there that is in the public safety, education, I'm starting to
military,
mix them up. Military, can't forget the military, government,
mm-hmm.
local
healthcare.
Or federal. They should call Roger Farah at
707-322-1100.
And what will you do, Roger?
We're going to help them with a free pre-approval process mm-hmm. and get them ready to buy a house.
So they come in, sit down with you.
Sure.
You take the loan application. And what do? You run their credit. And,
yes.
And when you're running their credit, what we're looking for is what's working today.
Mm-hmm.
For them, and what do they need to do to get into a better position? There's about 30 things that affect someone's interest rate. Credit's a big one.
Absolutely.
Down payment's another one.
And credit profile as well as their scores.
Right. So we're going to look at all that, and then part of that analysis Roger looks for in every client is whether or not they are actually eligible for the Giving to Heroes program. So if they don't even know what to call it, well, We're going to
still make sure that yeah. there they are. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, and we've been doing this for a long time. Closing costs are a big part of a transaction, and that's why we've come up with this program, because we figure if we can help somebody pay for the costs of getting a loan, then we can help them increase what they qualify for, right?
Yes.
As a percentage of the loan. A lot of what we do is percentages of loan amounts. So when we get into those closing costs and we talk about the difference between recurring and non-recurring, this credit can go to cover any of them.
That's great.
So another thing I like to educate people about when we're talking about costs is the impound account. And Roger's probably seen this a lot. People get surprised. Hey, if I want to include taxes and insurance with my monthly payment, my county taxes and my insurance for the property, you have to establish an impound reserve account. The reason for that is because your county taxes are payable in two installments. They're due by December 10th and April 10th mm-hmm. every year.
Okay.
There's not 6 months in between those two periods.
Right, right.
There's 5 months in between. and then 7 months in between. So that creates a little bit of an odd number throughout the year where we have to establish enough money so that the lender can make a payment on the borrower's behalf. Mm-hmm. So when you're looking at closing costs, remember the impound account reserve is one of the key elements, and it doesn't mean you're it's a more expensive transaction. It just means you're prepaying into that fund.
Got it.
So the Giving to Heroes credit can help you to fund your impound account.
That's very nice.
Yeah, it's not a bad way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you got to pay your taxes and insurance yourself. So impounds is a good way to cover that. Well, folks, we got to go. Thanks for tuning in. We do this show every Wednesday at noon. Again, remember to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. Many thanks to Roger Farah with Thank Bay you. Equity. And folks, we'll be back next Wednesday. Until then, be good. See you.